Senator, the contract award for large air tankers bill passed by the House and Senate was signed this afternoon by the president. How important is passage of this bill? What does it mean for Colorado and the rest of the states currently experiencing wildfires around the country?
What the president's signature means on the bill that would provide authority for the Forest Service to lease 7 next-generation tankers is that we're prepared in a broader, more 21st century modern way to fight fires in the future. I'd love to say we're going to get those tankers on site for the Hyde Park fire. We're not, because it will take time to let those contracts, but we'll be ready for additional fires. And as your listeners know, we've got 1,000 people on the ground. We've got tens of aircraft available from helicopters to fixed wing assets to fight this fire. But in the medium and the long term, this is really good news. I've been working on this for 10 years. I've been worried about our air tanker assets. We had a plane, people remember, 10 years ago that the wings fell off of it.
And, of course, the fleet is aging. You know, well, this bill speeds up the U.S. Forest Service's contracting process for next-generation aircraft. It doesn't mean new planes will be flying tomorrow or even next week, right? With half the tanker fleet in Colorado currently fighting the Hyde Park fire, Senator, does this effort come too late?
It doesn't come too late because we're going to continue to have fires. We have to live with fire in the West. There are a lot of other things we need to do. We need to put in place additional resources to thin fuels around communities, around water reservoirs, around our transportation and transmission corridors. So we need the good neighbor status and authority expanded so the State Forest Service can work with the U.S. Forest Service and private landowners to better prepare their landscapes. What we need, and of course, now is a cooler, wetter weather would really be helpful, but I know that's not on the horizon.
You know, we are hoping for cooler weather, but with the recent crashes that have taken place across the country of large air tankers, it's whittled the fleet down to just 9 planes, and that's left the U.S. Forest Service scrambling to make up a fleet when they should have been signing new contracts. The bill simply waives a 30-day waiting period for those contracts. Does it really address the issue of an apparent resistance by the Forest Service to update its planes?
It gets added, and I think part of why this has been a long and winding road is the cost of these tankers. I pushed throughout the Bush administration era to get some answers. Legitimately, there were analyses of what it would cost. We had a fleet available to us, albeit an older fleet, and I'm just glad that we now have gotten to the point where we're going to move forward. The most important thing we can do is prepare on the front end, thin fuels, get landowners engaged so that we'd reduce the number of fires, and then when fires occur, they're not as catastrophic.
Senator, there are some fears that the Hyde Park fire will spread into an area full of beetle-killed pine trees. This week, you and Senator Michael Bennett called for a doubling of dollars in the new farm bill to conduct mitigation of beetle-killed trees in the West. What are the prospects for this amendment, and how important is it that the funding be provided to Colorado in light of the current drought conditions we're facing?
It would be very important. Senator Thune, who's in the Republican leadership, supports expanding the resources authorized to reduce fuel loads. So I'm guardedly optimistic that given the high profile of these fires and the economic effect that they have on communities in a negative way, that we'll get this done and that we'll also add additional good neighbor status, responsibilities, and powers to the Forest Service.
Senator Udall, thank you very much.
Thank you for giving me a chance to speak to everybody.